This slide breaks down the individual steps that you should do when calculating double declining balance depreciation. While we can use the formula in general, the formula becomes a bit tricky when we're getting close to salvage value. This is because we have to make sure that we don't go below salvage value. Thus, we'll figure out what our maximum depreciation might be by multiplying our net asset value, or cost minus accumulated depreciation, times our fraction P, which is 2 divided by the number of periods we expect to use this asset. Then, we'll check if subtracting this maximum depreciation from our net asset value will lead us to being less than the salvage value. If it does, we'll instead simply use the difference between our net asset value and the salvage value as our depreciation. Note that in the last year, sometimes we need to actually take additional depreciation beyond what the maximum should be in order to actually reach salvage value.